Hello, this is Sarah Jackman, EG's legal and professional editor. To coincide with London Tech Week, we bring you a podcast on smart buildings from Tim Allen, senior associate in real estate at Bristow's, and his colleague Hannah Crowther, a data protection and IP specialist. They discuss the data protection and intellectual property issues raised by smart buildings. They ask who can claim ownership of the data collected by building sensors and what data protection restrictions apply to its use. They also explore what the General Data Protection Regulation, which comes into force in early 2018, will mean to building owners.
My name is Tim Allen and I'm a senior associate in the real estate team at Bristow's. I'm joined by my colleague Hannah Crowther, who's a data protection specialist, and we're going to be talking about the data protection and intellectual property issues that are being raised by smart buildings and which are relevant to developers, occupiers, and the technology companies that are producing new products and services to the real estate sector. Smart buildings are something of a hot topic at the moment, and there's two real reasons for that. There's been rapid advances in technology which have allowed us to have sensors that are collecting a very wide range of data on humidity, location, and even details such as the coffee preferences of employees at the building. And coupled with that, we've seen computing power move on so that this large volume of new data can be analysed very easily in order to draw really meaningful conclusions in real time. But secondly, the purpose of installing sensors has changed, and whereas we might have started off in the 1990s really focused on sustainability of buildings and trying to improve their efficiency, there's now a drive towards using sensors and data analysis to improve user experience and to try and make the occupiers and the employees present at a building more productive. And that really leads me to my first question for Hannah, which is, of the different types of information that are being collected, which are capable of falling within the scope of data protection regulation?
Okay, well, it's a good question to start with, because not all of it will be. And essentially, the answer to that is anything which you can relate back to an identified or an identifiable individual. So essentially the occupants of the building, whoever's using it. And it's the identifiable bit that tends to get people into a bit more trouble, a bit more of a muddle maybe. So anything really in a building, you're talking about, see, anything which is linked to an employee's pass, so say their movements around a building or anything like that, now that is linked back to an identifiable individual. That's quite straightforward. That will definitely be personal data. But also, in perhaps some of the more granular level, then if the data is about a particular office within that building or a particular room, then that might also, you might be able to link that back to a particular individual, because you will be able to find out who was occupying that office. So if it's only one or two people in that particular room, then any data about the occupants of that room, you can probably link back to that individual. And that's the same for any detailed location tracking about individuals within the building. As soon as you're following them all around the building, then you can probably work out who they are. And so any information, heat sensors or anything else like that, about that person following them around, that will probably be personal data. And then any CCTV footage, so any images, are automatically personal data. If you look at someone's face, you know who they are.
Thanks. And once you've decided that a certain type of information is personal data, what are the consequences?
So really, it's a lot about fairness and transparency. That's the main things to think about here. So I'm an occupant, I'm coming, you know, in and out of a building every day, walking around, and I need to understand how the data about me is being used. So what's being collected and what are you doing with that data? And that really is, therefore, that's the key thing, is openness. And then thinking about how are you actually impacting the privacy of that person. So you need to tell people about it. You need to be very open with your employees or whoever is using the building. We have these sensors, we're collecting this data. what are you using it for? So, okay, maybe we're just using it to understand how the building is used, but if it's also being used to maybe monitor people's coming and goings, check their time, you know, how, whether they are actually where they're supposed to be, you need to make that very clear. And then you should also be clear about who you're sharing it with. So if you are giving it to any third parties, then it's in the interest of fairness that those individuals need to be able to know, okay, who is that data going to? And then there are other sort of specific rights to consider. So those individuals will have a right to access that information and also potentially ask to have it deleted.
And I mean, in the context of a multi-let building where there are several businesses involved, each with their own employees, you can see that, you know, managing those obligations could become quite complicated. Is there any way of taking information outside of the scope of the regulations?
Yes, there is. So the data is only within data protection law, whilst it can be linked back to an identifiable individual. So if you make that data anonymous, genuinely anonymous, then data protection considerations no longer apply to it. So aggregate level data, data about the whole building, or just data about sufficient numbers of people that it's not possible to pinpoint it back to an individual. Or you could just take out all the identifiers so that, yes, you know that person A did that, but there is absolutely no way for you to find out who or what, who person A is. Now, the richer the data set, often the harder that is to do, because as I said, as soon as you're getting into location tracking where you're following someone around, it's usually pretty much impossible to make that genuinely anonymous. But lots of other things to do with just heat of a building, that sort of thing, heat of a room, assuming this, it's if several people use that room, that wouldn't be personal data.
And I think I'm right in saying that the general data protection regulations are coming to force next year. Are they going to change any of the rules that we've been talking about?
Yes, although not to an extreme level. So the general data protection regulation, the GDPR, which will come into force, Brexit notwithstanding. Essentially what it does, it takes the existing rules and it just moves them up. So everything becomes more prescriptive, the fines get a lot higher, and so it all becomes a little bit more risky. It just means that data protection, yes, it was something which a lot of people knew they had to think about, but I think now it really, really is something which should be very high on your radar if this is something that you want to do. But the same sorts of things, it's still all about being open about how you use the data and thinking about the privacy rights of the individuals in that building.
Sure. And at the moment, there's no hard and fast rule for who's actually installing data, who's monitoring it and keeping it. So it could be the owner of a building, it could be the managing, the company responsible for management of it, or it could be the occupier itself. In a situation where, say, the landlord or developer has installed sensors and they set up a system for monitoring and collecting data, at the point that the building was constructed, would there be any right for the tenant or ability for the tenant to say that they have a claim to that data and could share in any commercial value that it might have?
I don't think they'd have a legal claim, as in I don't think there's any sort of fundamental reason why that data would be their data, so to speak. So that would be down to essentially the commercial relationship between the parties. The only thing to be aware of in that situation is that I would have thought that the landlord would want the cooperation probably of the tenant in terms of the employee relations there, because you have to think that the landlord has to justify the fact that it is filming all of the employees and, you know, or collecting information on them. And so actually they might find that they need the tenant's sort of cooperation in that regard. So it may be that commercially there is an interest for both parties to use that data.
Sure. And just from a real estate perspective, it seems the most likely point at which they have that negotiation would be at the point they're negotiating the lease.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's been a really useful discussion of the main principles. If you'd like to get in touch with either of us to talk about the issues that we've spoken on today, then our contact details are at the bottom of the page. Thank you very much.